This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials in Burkina Faso say that soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post in the northern town of Rabinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. An activist group in Afghanistan says that Taliban insurgents captured a convoy of 27 peace marchers in western Afghanistan and taken them to undisclosed locations. A spokesman for the People Peace Movement says leaders of the group are senior Taliban leaders and hope for their safe return. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising a U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. And Syrian government troops, supported by Russian warplanes, have advanced on a rebel town in the northwestern province of Idlib, according to sources there. The ongoing offensive against the town in southern Idlib has caused a major influx of civilians to safer areas along the Syrian-Turkish border. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said that she was disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and the Senate over the upcoming presidential trial.
While it appears acquittal is a foregone conclusion in the Senate, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's wrong to make that decision ahead of time.
For me to prejudge and say there's nothing there, or, on the other hand, he should be impeached yesterday, that's wrong.
Speaking to Anchorage station KTUU, Murkowski adds she was bothered when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a recent Fox